Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome in. The 2025 Buffalo Sabres get started tonight. And just like 20 years ago, there was very little hope around the team. But 20 years ago, the Sabres were picked to finish 14th in the Eastern Conference, and they went to the Eastern Conference Finals. We'll talk more about that in the final segment. Sabres kicking off their dropping the puck on their season. I think this is the season they break the playoff drought. We'll see. As I said, we'll talk about that in the final segment. We're going to go all electric in this first segment. Assemblyman Paul Bologna will be joining us in a few seconds here on WBEN. They had a press conference yesterday. Dominic Cortese was there, and Paul will talk to us about that. Also want to get into the survey that I read this morning. Almost half of single women worldwide, this was an international survey, almost half of single women worldwide say they would rather stay single than date someone of a different political affiliation. We're going to get into that. Also, we had all these people, all these pro-Palestine people causing ruckus. Now a peace deal has been worked out. Where's the recognition for President Trump? On the 16th anniversary of President Obama getting a Nobel Peace Prize. And nothing. Kathy Hochul, Mark Poloncarz, I'm waiting for their tweet thanking the President of the United States. We'll get into all that, but first we are joined by Assemblyman Paul Bologna. Paul, welcome back.
Joe, thank you very much for having me on.
You had a press conference yesterday, and one of the people you were joined by was WBEN's own Dominic Cortese, talking about this all-electric, and you know, as we speak today, the state is still planning to go forward with things. What are some of the things that you wanted to point out?
Joe, I think it's really important for your listeners to understand this. You could give me 3 hours to talk about how the universal electrification is going to affect every facet of our lives, every single solitary one, and it still wouldn't be enough time. So the point of all of this is we have a massive problem on our hands. We New York State does not have an energy supply problem. We have an energy distribution, transmission, and capacity problem. Prime example. Remember in July, Governor Kathy Hochul and Mayor Eric Adams were basically begging people in New York City to please turn off your air conditioners because you're stressing the grid. Remember that?
Yes, so, she also said that 76 is where you should keep your central air, and I found that offensive because I don't put mine above 68. But go ahead.
I'm with you. But so here's the problem. So since July to now, nothing has changed. There have been no major infrastructure improvements. There have been, you know, no changes. But yet January 1st, we're going to have all new electric buildings. So if you're new, if you're building a house starting January 1st, it has to be all electric. If you are, you know, there's electric vehicle mandates, there's electric truck mandates. So more and more people are going to be added to the grid, but yet nothing has changed. So what the hell is supposed to give me confidence that when I go to plug something into the wall, there's actually going to be power there? So what people really need to understand is we do not have the energy infrastructure to do what New York State is mandating that we do. And again, this is a massive, massive problem. And I understand the heat pumps. I understand the gas stove. I understand, you know, everyone's upset with all of that. And there's a philosophical portion of all this where New York State should not be dictating to us what type of energy we use. I support that. But there's a bigger problem here. The bigger problem is that in a couple months, there is no telling what our capacity is going to be. And if we're stressing the grid, we're going to have rolling blackouts across the state. And no one from the governor's office seems to want to even acknowledge this fact. So we have a real problem on our hands. So we are calling on the governor at a minimum, to put a five-year moratorium on all of the energy and electricity mandates that are coming down the pike. Now, I would like to get rid of them altogether, but look, we have less than 3 months till we have a deadline here. So we, at the very least, need to take a pause, take a breath, and figure out how the hell we're actually going to do what New York State or what the governor is trying to mandate that we do.
You know, Paul, every time we talk about this, I go back to the fact that people in the industry, right, people who actually this is their job is electricity, are right there with you raising the flag and saying, hey, this is insane. We can't go forward with this. And it's as if it's falling on deaf ears in Albany.
Well, here's another part of the problem. I'm not sure that even the elected officials that pass this stuff understand what's actually happening. And I'll give you a really good example of this. So now that the thing that has precipitated everyone's kind of ire with this is rising electricity rates. Okay, well, let's figure out why electricity rates are rising. New York State says to electric companies, hey, we're going to electrify the entire state. Figure it out. So the electric companies in turn say, okay, well, we need to rebuild the infrastructure because it hasn't, because our grid currently as it stands was set up for 1950s, 1960s society because it hasn't been upgraded in that long. All right. So they're like, okay, well, we need to upgrade our infrastructure, which is going to cost hundreds of billions of dollars. So what are we going to do? Well, we'll raise rates. So now everyone freaks out. But here's the part that really is upsetting me. We had two Democrat elected officials from Western New York, lose their mind at the PSC last week for not holding enough public hearings, and they're outraged about the electricity rates going up. Well, you can't have it both ways. You can't want universal electrification and then get pissed when the PSC is raising rates to pay for the infrastructure. So it tells me one of two things, that either Democrats are blatantly lying to the people of New York State about utility rates, about affordable energy, about affordable housing, or they don't understand the issue. And I'm frankly really not sure which one's worse.
It's crazy that how do I phrase this? Is there any sign that there could be a bipartisan effort on this? I mean, is there any sign from anyone on the other side of the aisle that will at least listen, that will at least consider signing on to this?
I don't have much hope. I really don't. And everything is so partisan. People have dug their heels in. Look, the governor came out with a statement with regards to our letter, or her spokesperson came out with a statement with regards to our letter. And they said that, you know, these are Republicans that don't provide any solution to the climate crisis. Okay, well, there's a couple things there. One, completely missing the point, because what we're telling you is, yeah, even if you want to do all the things that you say you're going to do, we literally don't have the infrastructure to do it. Like, we can't do what you want to do. So that's part one. Part two is New York State, basically, I think it's 0.04% of the global climate emissions. So in my mind, Democrats in New York State are literally taking a wrecking ball to New York State's economy that is putting us at a disadvantage to states like Pennsylvania, states like Ohio, the Carolinas, hell, even West Virginia. And for what? And when the governor talks about Republicans not offering solutions, I don't think that there's a problem to solve. And that's the issue, that these are policies that are in search of a problem that doesn't exist in New York State. So that is very frustrating. And what I have basically found is that the governor and the Democrats have given these climate activists, these climate crusaders, everything that they've wanted. And they have failed to give the average everyday New Yorker anything that they need. And that is terribly frustrating to watch happen.
So, Paul, let me ask you. So down the street from me, they're building houses, right? And it seems like they've got more plots to go. If you start building in 2025, do you still get the connection if it doesn't get finished till 26? Or is this a hard deadline that if you don't have the connection by December 31st, you're out of luck?
As of today, you are out of luck. And this is one of the things that we talked about at the press conference yesterday, where, you know, we have developers in all over Western New York that are very confused by all this, because they're like, look, we're, you know, setting up and planning out, you know, building for next year already. And there is a lot of confusion because the PSC hasn't given regulations yet. There was a bill that Assemblywoman Carrie Warner, who's a very moderate Democrat, she's someone I've grown very fond of, she has a bill that would basically grandfather in existing development. So even if you start a development and you don't build homes, as long as it's part of the same development, you could still have gas hookups. That didn't go anywhere because, you know, the climate activists shunned that as well. So the short answer to your question is, I don't know. That's a great question to ask the governor. And, you know, that's what's so frustrating about this, because people are trying to make long-term plans, and this impacts the economy as well. This impacts housing, which, ironically enough, is one of the governor's cornerstone initiatives when she gave her State of the State this year. But now housing is becoming a crisis as well, because people don't know if they're going to be able to put gas in their home.
Yeah, well, I would ask the governor, Paul, but it's been 3 years since she's gotten back to one of my requests, so I will still try. I will still try.
If you get in touch with her, let her know I said hello.
I will. I wouldn't put money on me getting in touch, though. Now, she says her response is Republicans don't have answers. I mean, to this point, the only answer the governor has is nuclear energy. And last time I checked, Paul, that's not overly popular with people who would be affected by the nuclear energy.
I agree. But even then, I mean, the technology isn't even necessarily there yet. And this is the point that I think that she and others are missing, is that you could build nuclear energy. You could build all the windmills you want. You could build all the solar farms you want. It doesn't matter. If you can't get the energy from the source to the consumer, what difference does it make? I mean, you could produce all the energy you want. And that's the point that I'm trying to make to everyone that no one seems to want to talk about, is that we have an infrastructure problem, like a massive, massive infrastructure problem. Like, where do you build windmills and where do you build solar farms? In the middle of nowhere, in rural areas. Well, where do people live? Well, they live in urban areas. You have to build connection from the rural areas to the urban areas. So, like, again, I don't understand where my colleagues across the aisle are coming from on this, because you're years away from having this type of transformation or this type of philosophical shift in energy consumption. And we're looking at it on January 1st in less than 3 months.
Yeah, I remember the first time someone called in about this. It was a few years ago, and there seems to be as much confusion today, Paul, with the average resident as there was 2 years ago when people were just starting to talk about this.
I got to tell you something. I may be one of the only people in New York State who read the damn energy plan, because I'm not even sure that the people who wrote it read it. But one of the things that's concerning to me is a lot of the authors of this stuff are they're climate activists, which is fine. I mean, there's a place at the table for them as well. But what's really worrisome is like, I'm not sure how many electrical engineers were actually consulted in a lot of these plans. And there's a lot of, you know, glossing over really important details on how you're going to actually implement a lot of these energy policies. So the experts are not in the room as far as I'm concerned for a lot of this stuff. So I don't have a lot of faith in anything that this administration or any of my colleagues from across the aisle have to say.
Paul, also, which came up was the Advanced Clean Car 2 Act, which requires 35% zero emission vehicle sales by 2026. Does that mean the state will just not let car dealerships sell cars after a certain number? I don't get it.
Great question. And that's another question I would love to ask the governor, and how they're going to implement this and how they're going to enforce this. And I'll give you another one. And this is, I mean, Joe, I could literally go all day on this whole thing. So we talked about the Advanced Clean Car and the Advanced Clean Truck. Well, cars and trucks that are electrified or electric vehicles weigh on average like three times more than your regular trucks and vehicles. So our roads aren't necessarily graded for all that, where if you in a regular, you know, truck or sedan, you hit a pothole, you know, it does some damage to your car, but you add, you know, 20, 30 tons to that and or sorry, 20, 30 pounds or 20 or 30,000 pounds to that. Suddenly you have real infrastructure damage to your roads. So I was actually at a highway superintendent roundtable last week, and one of the questions was brought up was, well, is there any further consideration for highway funding and CHIPS funding now that, you know, all these electric trucks are going to be on the road? And my answer was, they haven't figured out how they're going to get power to your house yet. Do you honestly think they thought about infrastructure funding? So, again, it goes back to this is going to affect every asset, every facet of every single citizen's lives. And no one's talking about it. And it's very concerning.
You know, it's very interesting to me, Paul, because we hear so much about the money that municipalities don't have for certain infrastructure. I mean, hell, we hear it from the county executive. Yet, they're if they're Democrat, they sign on to this because, well, it's, you know, it's what Kathy Hochul has signed on to. That no one, even at a municipality, you know, at a town or a city or a county level, will speak out, especially against that, like you said, causing infrastructure. We know the school bus mandate had highway supervisors also. You know, going, this is going to be a mess for our streets. But no one, if they have the D next to their name, Paul, no one wants to speak out and say anything.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm look, I am here to tell you, if you think your energy bills are bad now, you think your electric bills are bad now, wait a couple years. Then take a look at your local tax bills then, because your municipalities are going to have to heat, you know, their highway garages, their buildings, your school districts are going to have to heat their buildings. You know, anything that is new construction is going to have to be basically electrified. So your municipalities are now going to be bearing the brunt of the new electrification as well, and they're going to pass that cost on to taxpayers. Either your services are going to be diminished, or you're going to pay more money in your local tax bills. If you have grocers, when they switched all electric trucks, you know, Wegmans, when their trucks are coming in and out, Wegmans is going to have to use, if they want to build a new location, they're going to have to use all electric. Well, the refrigeration, the heating, all that is going to raise their bottom line, so they're going to raise prices on food. This is going to raise prices across the board for everybody on everything. So again, I can't take the governor seriously when she talks about affordability when she's refusing to even acknowledge any of these points.
Paul, final question, and I know we'll be talking again about this all-electric push, I'm sure, a few more times before the end of the year. But I had an interview with the district attorney a week or so ago, and I asked him about bail reform. And he said, and I think the governor has also said something similar, to where a lot of these cases that are being pointed to as bail reform, it's not the bail reform, it's the judges. How do you react to that?
You know what? Our Republican candidate for mayor, James Gardner, gave one of the most succinct and best explanations of this I have heard since the entirety of bail reform. And his explanation, and he's 100% right on this, is that the New York State Legislature has directed judges to the least restrictive means to get a accused person back to court That's it. A judge is not allowed to look at the dangerousness standard. If whether or not this person is a threat to themselves, someone else, the community, the only thing that they're allowed to make a judgment on is whether or not this amount is going to get them back to court. So in the case like Amanda Thompson, the suspect or the murderer was obviously returning to his court dates. So the judge was not allowed by direction of the New York State Legislature to consider his dangerousness standard. So that is what we're talking about when we're talking about bail reform. And you know, the governor is wrong. The district attorney is wrong. They're wrong because there is no dangerousness standard that the judge is allowed to consider in New York State. And James Gardner, our candidate for mayor in the city of Buffalo, was spot on with his analysis of that.
Assemblyman Paul Bologna, always great catching up. We'll talk soon, all right?
Thank you very much, Joe. It was great talking to you.
Thank you. That is Assemblyman Paul Bologna joining us on All Electric. And then just wanted to follow up because I asked the DA that. I think it's been 2 weeks now. We had the DA on. And I wanted the rebuttal, and I'm glad Paul gave us that. 803-0930, star 930. You have any reaction to what Paul said or this all-electric push that is continuing by the state of New York? Can you believe they're going through with this? And I applaud Paul and all the members of the Assembly and the State Senate that are, you know, sounding the alarms, that are letting people know, because there shouldn't be this much confusion about something that in the near future is going to affect you. Either it be a new build or down the road you need a new appliance. I mean, the next 5 years with this and what is planned, these phases, I think there needs to be more clarity. And the fact that the governor doesn't want to give more clarity, I think speaks volumes. But I'm glad Paul is out there and all the other members of the Assembly that are out there and, you know, hey, letting it be known and voicing exactly what's going on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Guess we've had our ups and downs. Been down that rocky road.
But here we are still around. Welcome back. It's Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN. I know, Tanner. I know. Don't even. Huey Lewis. You know, Huey Lewis is 75. Still with us, though, just so everyone knows. Huey Lewis, still with us. He currently, I don't think he can perform because of a hearing issue, which is sad because I love Huey Lewis. I mean, sports and the Huey Lewis Greatest Hits album. I mean, I don't skip a song. There's not a bad song on. I mean, yes, his version of Cruising, I could take it or leave it. I'm just saying his cover of Cruising, not my favorite. But everything else, I mean, half of his greatest hits album is from the Back to the Future 1 and 2, right? So, great musician. I love Huey Lewis. And I know people say, well, Joe, you're a hypocrite because Huey Lewis, he can't sing either. You call out Bruce Springsteen. Stop it. Stop it. Huey Lewis is a fantastic musician. Nothing like Bruce Springsteen. 803-0930, star 930, gets you on the show. We just talked with Assemblyman Paul Bologna about the all-electric push. I asked you, do you have any response to anything he said? Do you have any questions? Have you tried to get an answer from someone who isn't Paul? You know, maybe you live in Pat Burke's district. Maybe you live in Karen McMahon's district. And you've called your member of the assembly, and they don't get back to you. They don't have an answer for you. I'd be interested in that as well. 803-0930, star 930. Let's take these calls in order. We'll go with Evelyn in Elma. Evelyn, thanks for hanging on.
Thank you very much. I do not know where, the governor's head is. No common sense whatsoever. We live in New York State. We have very bad weather and long winters. I've had my power go out numerous times. Thank God I have a full house generator. I don't see why they have to make this big push on everything green, everything electric. It's impossible. In this state, you have to have two forms of electricity or power. Let's put it in, not electricity, power. Yes, if they want to use electric on some stuff, it should be a choice. But when you start having the point where, you know, people have, you know, could be on CPAPs or whatever it is, and something goes out, your heat goes out, what do you do in the winter if nothing kicks on? First of all, they were talking about the infrastructure. Well, every house is not going to be able to have an electric car. Most of the people can't afford that, and it's ridiculous in this weather. Why don't they say if they have to have some kind of an energy thing, why don't they do a hybrid? Hybrids do not need to be plugged in. They regenerate themselves when you're driving. Okay? So why couldn't they do that? Why does everything have to be all electric? It makes no sense. It's like no common sense whatsoever. It started with AOC years back, you know, saying, oh, the Green New Deal. And she started talking about, every business needs to go, electric. How do you retool every single thing in the country or New York State to accommodate everything supposed to be electric? It's just ridiculous and it's not fair. So I don't know what your opinion is or someone else, but you have to have two sources of energy. One goes out, you have the other.
Yeah, Evelyn, I look at this. If the state has its way for the next 10, 15 years, I mean, what are generators going to look like? You're going to have to charge your generator, and, well, when it goes out. Yeah, it's not sustainable. It is not a sustainable plan.
No, it's not.
And, you know, hey, if you want to drive an electric car, power to you. But there are people as you said, there are people who work in their car. They have to drive to Rochester, Syracuse, Albany for work. And most of them want to get home the same night. You can't do that on a single charge. It's not for a lot of people, having an electric car would be more of a problem. And, you know, it would interfere with business. It would interfere with jobs. Or, you know, hey, I pay a lot for my car. I want it for what I want it for. I like to road trip. You can't really road trip an electric car without stopping and adding a ton of time to your trip.
Yeah, like 45 minutes to, or 40 to 45 minutes to charge your car, if you can find a place to plug in. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's not like they're going to have 80 things when you stop. There could be other cars parked. And what about in the winter? Look what happened in Texas. Okay, with the all the other, when they had that horrible freak storm, that snow and ice and that stuff, right. They had electric cars stalled all over the place. The batteries went dead.
Yeah.
They had to be, so how do you, in any consciousness, want to put people into this just for voting points for the far left? It's just not fair to punish in a whole entire. I think our legislature is ridiculous, for going into New York and in Albany and that stuff, because they're not thinking. They're only thinking one side. They're not thinking
logic. Of course not.
Logic.
Of course not. I mean, Evelyn, if they were thinking logically, and if we had politicians who thought for themselves and didn't just read talking points, then we would have Democratic mayors, supervisors, and county executives talking about how bad it would be to add all this weight to our roads. They talk about the infrastructure
and all the expense on the people.
Yes, yes. But again, Kathy Hochul has a D next to her name, so anyone with a D next to her name doesn't dare badmouth Kathy Hochul, except for her lieutenant governor, who I think is going to run to even the further left of Kathy Hochul. If you want to get scared,
I am scared. I'm scared. I'm scared. I'm scared of anything where they have full control. There's no checks or balances in this state. None.
No. No.
And I don't know if we're ever going to get out of it. I'm hoping to God this doesn't happen in the Buffalo area with those type of idiots like it's going to be that's running in New York City, running here. I don't know how many people are so swayed and so brainwashed that they would vote that person in. Going communist is the most frightening thing I can't even visualize. I can't even believe that I am living in a society right now where all this crazy stuff is happening.
I mean,
because this government is not running the way it should. I'm praying that they can do something to stop it.
I'm hoping for a miracle in the city of Buffalo. I think James Gardner is running a great campaign, and you wonder, Evelyn, how bad does it have to get for someone to say, maybe I'll give the other side a term. You know, like, how bad do things have to get? How much of our freedoms do we have to lose before someone says, hey, you know what? Maybe I'll give that Republican 4 years to see what they can do.
I'm hoping they give a Republican 4 years, because let me tell you, I used to be Democrat years back. That used to be a midsection, an area, working family, blah, blah, blah. And, they ran things okay. Now, I feel like I'm running, I switched over really fast when all this stuff started. I said, this is not right. It's not right for my kids. It's not right for my grandkids. And the kids are coming out of college indoctrinated, totally indoctrinated.
Oh, Evelyn, that's...
I can attest to that.
Yeah, I mean, Bowerly was talking about that a few days ago, and you guys are 100% right. Evelyn, appreciate the call. Evelyn in Elma, 803-0930, *930. I mean, my problem is, it's the same side that claims the president is taking freedoms away. I mean, the state of New York literally wants to take your freedom of choice away when it comes to how you power your stove, how you power your dryer. And they also want to take away backup sources in a town where I know I'm talking to a lot of people who can already expect to lose power once or twice this winter. It's just a reality. Let's go to Ron in Buffalo. Ron is a real estate appraiser. Ron, your thoughts on this proposed electrification?
Well, it's absolutely ridiculous. And Evelyn hit so many great points. But, what are we going to do about it? We could talk and talk and talk. Someone was on, I guess there's a New York State legislation that the Republicans are trying to put through. But what are the chances of that? I think this is unconstitutional. I think this should be looked at from a federal level. I don't think it should be allowed. I know the Democrats, unfortunately, hate to play politics, but they control the state. And what can we do about it? If they said we have to drink poisonous water because they control the state, three branches of government, is that good enough that we got to drink poisonous water? electricity is not way dirtier than gas. We all know it. Do you remember just 10, 20 years ago, your public service announcements about natural gas? It's clean. It's efficient. The state, the National Fuel, they bought up all those easements. We do appraisals on them. Easements are all over the place for natural gas to go to the plant in Dunkirk. Remember that? And they canceled it. They did not allow Dunkirk to change that dirty coal-burning plant to natural gas. Why? Politics, I guess. The Green New Deal was being born. New York City, they're going to have an exemption. So New York City has the highest density area by far, but they're not going to, they won't have to abide by this, right? New construction over certain, several stories, they won't have to do it. They're not going to have to change. Why? Because of politics. There's way more Democrats in New York City. So it's just a joke. People got to get really upset about this. My power went out in 2022 during the, like a lot of people. And I tell you what, the house started cooling off so fast. I had a house full of family and I got scared. And it was the first time in a while I got scared. Went 0 degrees outside and the wind's hurricane force. Kathy Hochul, you should be ashamed of yourself. You're from Hamburg, one of the snowiest parts of New York State, upstate New York. You should be absolutely ashamed. In fact, you should have to stand outside when that power goes out with a sweater on. We'll watch you. We'll see how you feel. I was just out in the country driving through the Southern Tier, and you should see all the wood people have. You try telling them that you build a new house or an addition, that they can't have wood. I tell you what, you better be careful. You better duck. They'll be coming out with their shotgun. You try to take their wood burning away because they're not stupid. They're going to die. They barely even have. They got one little wire going to their house. They barely have electricity, to begin with. The younger people, they can't afford to buy a house. Now all this is going on. What are they, 2030? You have to electrify your house, let alone new construction in 3 months from now? You got to be kidding. We can't let this happen. It'll be a black market. If it does, it'll be a black market. You'll be able to go to Pennsylvania, be bringing in furnaces. There'll be a black market for lending, I bet. The whole inspection of your home. You watch. People will not abide by this. They will. It's unconstitutional.
Yeah, I mean, to an extent, Ron. I mean, but if we move too far down a decade or so from now, I mean, eventually the gas and fuel companies are just going to move out of the area. Why would they stay? Why would they continue providing?
Well, it's supply and demand. That's why we got to speak up now. You're right. But the infrastructure is here for gas. We have enough gas for the next, 200 years. The electricity, it's not set. The grid is not even close to being set. We're going to get screwed by this. Like you said, the costs are going to go way up. The previous caller, a couple of callers ago, your guest, absolutely right. This whole scam, this Green New, it's a hoax. You know what? Walk across the street on a busy street downtown. Remember in the 60s and 70s, you go, you could barely breathe. Now it's all unleaded fuel. We've come so far on that, you can't even smell it. It's the environment is, it's what a clean, crisp data. You mean to tell me the environment's getting worse? It is not. These people need to be called out. We're going to be such idiots if we let them win this battle. Come on. Come on, Western New York. Come on, New York State. We got to wake up. Our legislatures, time to scream. March on Albany. We did it with the guns. There should be a march on Albany. Any government building, sure, you have one source, no way. They're going to have four different backups. They'll be fine. But the regular person is going to be screwed by this safety-wise and cost-wise, businesses and residents.
Yeah, I think there's too many people that don't know what's going on, and there's a confusion with that as well, Ron. Ron in Buffalo, I am surprised that we have all these rallies. Ron mentioned the Second Amendment rally in Albany. I am surprised that there haven't been more of a demonstration against this proposed. It's not proposed. I'm sorry. It's going to happen. This all electrification of New York. I'm surprised we haven't seen people, march on Albany and let their voice be heard. But maybe it needs to be implemented before people actually see what's happening. John in Holland. John, thanks for hanging on.
Hey, good afternoon, Joseph. I think I said that correctly.
Every time, John, every time there was a substitute teacher, I had to correct them.
I had a substitute teacher try to spell my name J-H-O-N before, so I feel it. And my name's biblical. It's not hard. I got to give props to Dominic Ortiz because he's really championed this entire conversation over the last several months to year, and I've listened to him intently, especially over this last weekend. But, you know, the question that I always try to raise, and I didn't get the opportunity when he had his guests, is, so we know that renewable energies at least work on an individual level, right? You solar up your house, you can sell it back to the grid. I know plenty of people that have done it, that even during winter and moving to a heat pump, which I'm looking to do, they're still able to generate enough electricity that they can sell back to the grid. So it works at an individual level. But, you know, going back to the lack of infrastructure, you know, one of the things that I lack hearing is, so we could generate all of this stuff, right? But how do you store renewable energy? Is that not in the form of, as it stands right now, the technology is massive battery banks? You know, we're not even talking about what do we do with it all once we've actually generated it. So at 6 o'clock at night, in about, you know, 3 more weeks, the sun goes down, we're not generating electricity from those fields. So you're relying on something else regardless. And if it's on storage, where do you put these battery bank farms? Do you tell everybody that they've got battery banks in their house now? It's absurd to me to think that they haven't even gotten that far in the conversation. What do we do with it when we have it? The other thing that has been on my mind since this entire conversation is, yeah, I live in Ireland. I'm a rural person. I have mineral rights on my property. So is the state going to come back around and tell me that if I want to tap into the natural gas reserve that's in the shale stone of the vast majority of this state, that I'm not allowed to put in my own natural gas well, so that way I am not reliant on any of the systems? How does that affect your property rights when you own land? They haven't even discussed that yet. So you can't hook up to a pipe if it's at the road more than 100 feet away, but what if you sit on a couple hundred acres with an awful lot of gas underneath your feet?
You just got to make sure that no one goes and finds out, John, because I'm pretty sure this state would find a way to fine you.
You know, and that's the scary part about it, is that they are, you know, out there looking. And
for sure.
That you do something, you know that it's going to get caught. But, I mean, there's plenty of homes. I'm sure you know it. You're driving around rural areas, you see natural gas wells on properties and on farms.
Yeah.
So they're probably grandfathered in, but what if you say, I want in on this? You're probably going to get denied. The DEC might sign off on it, but what if some legislature who's just pushing his pencils goes, no, I don't like that? It's a lack of real research, and we always complain that we need to make action, but when you don't actually put in the time and the effort to see what needs to be done just to even get you there, you're screwed. I'm going solar at my house.
It's more feel-good legislation because, again, we're all under this climate change is killing us all. I'd love to know, John, what the governor's reaction was when yesterday it was announced that inhalers that people carry around for asthma is contributing to global warming. Are we going to take that away now?
You know, and I read that article and I started laughing right off the bat after I had an asthma attack, which I couldn't do anything about because I saw a bird. And I needed to make sure it was okay. But we are entering this point in a society where if anything is deemed adverse to the greater collective, that we're just banning it. And we're not even looking at what the real impacts are. You know, I go back to it. I'm planning on going solar at our home, but I have a plan for what the storage and the maintenance is going to look like. Try scaling that to a town of only, I don't know, what's Amherst, 100,000 people?
Right, yeah.
So how do you ensure storage of renewable energy when you don't have the solar or the wind to generate it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week?
No, absolutely right. And, you know, again, it's unfortunate. And I want to go back to the climate change. I mean, it's all under the guise of climate change, yeah. And we have to do our part. Well, again, say you believe the whole thing, John. Say you believe everything about what you've been told about climate change. What is New York State doing all this to its residents while on the other side of the world, we have countries that aren't following any restrictions? I mean, really, if you believe everything, do you really think whatever you're giving up, your freedoms in New York State giving up, is going to change any of that alone? Like, I don't get the rationale. I really don't.
You know, and that's a really valid point too, right? You know, the 17 or whatever the dwindling population is of New York, is the 17 million people in this state, are we going to affect the 7 billion people on the planet in terms of the climate? You know, and yeah, I love this. Let's pretend I believe in it completely. I would immediately go, well, if we're making all these changes, why aren't we pushing hard on these other countries that are releasing known toxins that we stopped doing 70, 80, 90 years ago into the environment, which have dramatic impacts? We don't talk about it. We don't talk about the fact that lithium mining ruined hundreds of square miles, so we let it happen in another country so that way we can go green here.
I mean, the next time the governor's in town for a Bills game, is she going to take an electric car or is she going to take the state private jet?
Yeah, only if it's an electrified jet. Or maybe she'll get one of those little toy ones where you wind it up with the rubber band and it makes the propeller go. I'm just thinking on my feet here.
I mean, one of my favorite memes is the climate, you know, the climate meetings, wherever it is. It's always all these private jets coming in town to talk about what we can tell other people to do, but we'll never follow it because we still need our private jets and all the stuff. And again, I mean, that adds to it as well, right? All these things that they're putting into effects, well, it's not going to affect them. They're going to make sure they're in the grandfathered house and they make the rules so they can still enjoy everything they depend on.
And hasn't that always been the case? Rules for thee, but not for me. I mean, God forbid that this actually had an impact on them. They'd probably look at it differently. It's the same way with the shutdown. Got an awful lot of people that are still getting paid in Washington, D.C. that make the legislation, but it doesn't impact them because they're not without a paycheck.
Of course not. Of course not. John, always great talking to you, my friend. John in Holland, 803-0930, star 930. We'll continue taking your calls after this. Welcome in, hour number two here on News Radio 930 WBEN. If you've missed any of the show, make sure you go back at some point tonight and download the podcast. You can find that on the Odyssey app. Search Joe Beamer under podcasts. Follow the show. Make sure every show is right there ready for you. We do appreciate, follow all the shows here on WBEM. We're talking about the electrification of New York State. Thank you to Assemblyman Paul Bologna for kicking this off in the first segment. Again, if you missed that, you can go listen on the Joe Beamer podcast. Asking you your thoughts about the electrification. Also, have you attempted to contact a member of the assembly, your representative? Who, again, I'm not talking about Assemblyman Bologna because he's been on top of this. But maybe you live in Pat Burke's district. Maybe you live in Karen McMahon's district. Maybe you live in a district where it's a Democrat member of the Assembly or of the Senate. Have they gotten back to you? Have you heard? Have you tried to reach out? I would love to know if anyone has done that. 803-0930, star 930. We'll start in Cheektowaga this segment with Emily. Emily, what are your thoughts to this move to all electric?
Okay, Joe, in 1977, I purchased an all-electric home because that's what the builder was building at that time. I have to say that the code compliance was much greater for electric. We had problems with mold, freezing windows, and it was so awful that we switched over to gas as soon as we possibly could. And it was so expensive and it was so uncomfortable. In addition, I want to say now already with the smart meter, 2 years ago I was paying $90 a month on the balance billing plan. Last year they upped me to $118. And this year, they upped me to $145, which is $55 higher a month. And the thing of it is that I can pay this, but they have no answers because they're telling me I'm not using any more electricity than I did 2 years ago. So people have to combine a lot of this. There's more to it. And yes, I have done some follow-up with NYSEG and the commission and, you know, different places I've called, but with nothing happening. So I just wanted to share that the all-electric homes are not as efficient and not as pleasant to live in.
Isn't that funny, Emily? 1977, an all-electric home, and quickly you found out what the downside of was that, and now 50 years later, the state wants everyone to make that mistake.
Yep. Yes, they do. And it is a big mistake.
Yeah.
It's a shame. We're like living in a dictatorship here in New York State.
Yeah, I mean, who would have thought? Who would have thought that, you know, as they say, Washington's taking away your freedoms, they're actually attempting to take away your freedom starting in 3 months. Emily, appreciate the insight. Emily in Cheektowaga, 803-0930, star 930. You know, every time this comes up, I bring up the same stuff. You've heard the callers say it. You know, it gets cold in Western New York. We have wind storms, ice storms, snow storms. The blizzard of 22 was not that long ago, right? We're going to have the three-year anniversary in December. Being that dependent on electricity is a problem. And you'll have people that will call in and say, well, Joe, you're not supposed to just stand by your stove if it's cold outside and you lost your electricity. No, but what were we telling people in 22? Boil some water. Get some heat into your house. Those options are there. Gas furnace. New York State wants to take all that away from you. They want to continue to raise your electric bill. They want your kids to be on an all-electric bus. Now, you think about John in Holland called in, right? He said, you know, I'm in the middle of nowhere. There's probably people listening who don't know where Holland is. Can you imagine, I mean, your kids getting dropped off on the electric bus in the middle of February, right? I mean, what happens? What happens if the bus hits traffic? What happens, I mean, if there's a storm, has to move slower? Now, the cold air is going to take away from the capacity of that battery. That is just a fact. Then you'll have to heat the bus. That will take more away from the battery. You're telling us this is the safest thing to do for our children? Is to put them on an all-electric bus in a place where it gets miserably cold? Now, you back away from that a little bit, and you're talking about heavier cars on the road. And no one, every year, I hear people complain about the infrastructure and the cost of infrastructure, right? COPA's been complaining about the infrastructure. But no one wants to talk about what added costs these heavier cars alone are going to bring people. No one wants to talk about that. No one is worried about putting their child on an electric bus in February. No one's worried about that. Really? No alarms being sounded in Albany. And when there's an alarm sounded by people like the assemblyman, the governor just says it's partisan politics? Really? I don't know how you could live here in Western New York and think this is a good idea. You want to talk about plain politics? In my opinion, this is just politics. And you are putting politics over... you're putting your politics over the citizens of New York State, and that's really unfortunate. And you know what? It's just going to push more people out the door. And by the way, you're going to call me crazy? That's what they want. The Democrats in Albany want more people out the door because they believe that a majority of them will be conservatives, and it would give them even more of a majority, even more power in the state. I know. Joe, that sounds crazy. Maybe it does. Maybe it does. 803-0930, star 930. Judy in the Falls. Hey, Judy.
Hey, Joe. I'm calling because this is my pet peeve. I have attended meetings with Rob Ort and Angelo Morinello, who are both on board. They don't like this at all. Back when the blizzard of 2022, right after the blizzard, I had known about this. I don't know how I knew because a lot of people don't. But back after those 50 people died, I was so mad. I called Kathy Hochul's office. I called Crystal People Stokes' office. I called Angelo Morinello's office. I called Rob Ort. The only people who got back to me were the Republicans. Never heard from Kathy Hochul. Never heard from Crystal People-Stokes, who's a Buffalo representative, and 50 people died in her district. This really makes me mad. They're not listening to the people on this side of the state. New York State or New York City on the other side of the state, they don't have the same weather as us. If you look at it, they're warmer than us. They never have blizzards like we do. The people in the southern tier, some of them, their only source of heat is wood. What are we going to do in the winter? Right now we have a gas fireplace. If our electricity goes out, we can use that to heat our home. I don't like the government telling me what I can have in my own home, and they're really overstepping. I don't know what to do. I've talked to people, and the other side seems like they have their fingers in their ears because they don't want to listen to us.
Isn't that amazing? Not only do they not want to listen to the taxpayer, the constituent, they don't want to listen to the people who this is their job. They're not even listening to the experts and the professionals. They're just waving it off as, you know, Republicans trying to make noise. And again, it's really unfortunate. And I applaud everyone you mentioned, Rob Ort, Marinello, all of them. I mean, they're all trying to end the confusion. The problem is they're not getting anywhere with the governor. And it seems like she does not want to do anything going into this election year, except for send except for send everyone $400.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of like a bribe, I think. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you, I've never called in before, and I just, that's like, this is my thing. I even wrote into the board where you can state your opinion. But I don't think anything's going to happen because they don't really care about us over here.
No, Judy, I mean, that's the unfortunate truth. They don't, but I think you should be applauded for doing your research and letting your voice be heard. And don't be a stranger to the show, Judy. Call in again.
Okay, Joe. Thanks.
Thank you. Judy in the Falls, 803-0930, star 930. I mean, she's right. There are, number one, there's a lot of people who still, we could talk about this all day. You know, they hear about it, but there's still confusion, right? And then you have people that, well, Kathy Hochul says it's okay. And so I'm going to trust Kathy Hochul on what's best for my home. Now, I don't care if you're the biggest Kathy Hochul fan. I don't care if you're straight down the line Democrat, whatever. I'll tell you this. I would never listen to an elected official on what's best for my home. Unless that elected official came from the industry where they were like, you know, a builder or did something within the home, electrician. Like, I don't think Albany should be telling us what's best for our home. That's a decision that we should be able to make and we should have the freedoms to make in the United States of America. But again, I mean, Judy's right. There's a lot of people in Albany who do not care about the rest of New York and especially Western New York. Your downstate Democrats do not care about anyone outside of downstate, and they act like the rest of the state doesn't even exist. But it's unfortunate, and you know you've got people who just want to ignore it. You've got people, and this is just like, you know, you've got certain members of the assembly that just want to ridicule anyone that questions it. They don't take your question seriously. And that's no way to, in my opinion, no way to handle it. But this is an issue that's going to be more apparent as soon as we get into the new year. You heard the assemblyman say, if you are in a build and don't have that gas line connected, there's a chance that you won't. That will be an all-electric home, even though you started building it in 25. So, obviously, let your voice be heard. We'll continue to get elected officials on here talking about it. And, you know, I mean, we've had Paul on several times. We've had Senator Ort on. We've had Assemblyman Angela Marinello on, and they're all fighting this fight. The problem is the majority and the governor, they would rather be tweeting about President Trump daily than actually addressing the issues that tax-paying constituents
have in the state of New York. And, you know, I said that a lot of them wouldn't care if conservatives packed up and left. They think it gives them more power. Yeah, but are they? You're going to replace the taxpayers? You're going to replace taxpaying residents who leave? Something to consider to our friends in Albany. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. It also gets you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. A lot of good texts coming in, and we'll get to some of those in the next segment. I wanted to talk about the survey, but we're going to have to either we'll do it in the next segment or push it off till tomorrow. But there's a survey about single women. This is worldwide. 50% of single women, or around 50% of single women, say they'd rather stay single than date someone of a different political affiliation. Has politics come between you and love? That's a question I asked on my Facebook page. I might get that to that in the last segment, or we might save that until tomorrow. And also, the Buffalo Sabres, they start their season tonight downtown Buffalo. There's actually two things going on downtown. There's a concert at Ironworks as well. And there's a show at Shays. It's a happening night in downtown Buffalo. We go from nothing going on to several events on a Thursday night. We'll cover all that. We'll also check in with Tom Bowerly, see what's coming up on his show. If you still have a comment on the electrification, we'll take your call, 803-0930, star 930. But, you know, if you're in a Pat Burke district, if you're in a district with a Democrat, with a Democrat representative, send them a letter. Call their office. Right? Yeah, they're probably going to ignore you. Yeah, if they do respond to you, they'll talk down to you. But let your voice be heard. So you can say, you know what? I spoke out against this. I got in touch with my elected officials. They did nothing about it. Right? I mean, call your legislator in Erie County and say, hey, could you be the voice in Albany? You're my representative in Erie County. Can you communicate my problem with the people who are ignoring me in Albany? Because in 3 months, this is going to be the way of New York State. And the next move will be taking your gas car away. I'm sorry, actually, the next move is taking your gas appliances away. Then it's taking your gas car away. Those are the phases coming up. 803-0930, star 930. Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome in. Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Final segment, and we are joined this segment by Congressman Nick Langworthy. Congressman, welcome back to the show.
Joe, it's great to be with you.
Great to have you here. Before we get to the shutdown, let's talk about the big news yesterday, a peace deal between Israel and Hamas. You would think there'd be a lot more congratulations to the Trump administration.
I mean, this is a historic day. The fact that I just was watching a clip of Hamas officials declaring that the war is over. I mean, this is what the world has prayed for 2 years since the awful attacks on October 7th of 2023. And hopefully we can get to a period of peace. Those hostages returned early next week. And a new remaking of relations in the Middle East. But, you know, President Trump deserves so much credit. His administration, Marco Rubio, so many of President Trump's advisors have worked day and night on this for the entirety of his administration. And now we have a final outcome that we've all wanted so much, an end to hostilities, a returning of the hostages. I mean, this is an incredible day. President Trump, I honestly, deserves a Nobel Peace Prize for this effort.
Like Scott Jennings said, it's been 16 years since Barack Obama got his Nobel Peace Prize, and Trump should have his by the close of business today, is what he said.
This is, you cannot state enough what this means to the world. I mean, there's been so much division over the war in Gaza, which was brought on by the horrific, barbaric attacks on October 7th. And now, you know, that war can draw to its conclusion and we can, you know, move forward to a new era. But it wouldn't be but for President Trump's leadership.
Now, Congressman, while that is going on, obviously there's still the focus in D.C. on the government shutdown. What is there to know at this point on Capitol Hill?
Well, I am increasingly frustrated by the hour about this situation, because now for the seventh time, Senate Democrats have voted against a clean continuing resolution to fund our government. They voted again this afternoon to not pay our troops on the 15th, which is the next pay period for our active duty service members, to not pay the air traffic controllers, to not pay our frontline workers at the VA hospitals, and inflict pain on the American people and create a dynamic where there's a government that's not responsive to the taxpayers. And in the House, we have passed a clean continuing resolution, Biden-level spending, no policy riders, no gimmicks, just straight funding, 52 days, keep the government open, and we'll negotiate the rest for the year-long spending budget. That apparently still not good enough. And they don't care who they're hurting here in the process. Seven straight times voted not to open the government. We have Senator Schumer this morning quoted in Punchbowl saying, every day that goes by is better for us. And by us, he means his political party. I don't see how you could have that sort of craven political spirit when you know that your actions and your inactions in his regard are going to hurt people. And that's exactly what they're doing. And that's not a political statement. I mean, creating financial uncertainty for our service members and our essential federal employees that are showing up every day knowing they're not going to get a check. It's embarrassing. It's disgusting. I don't believe in shutdowns. And, you know, this one, there's never been a shutdown over a clean CR before in the history of the country. And that's what's really, really over the top here.
Congressman, what do you think's changed? You know, it was 6 months ago the Democrats agreed to the CR to keep the government open, and now it seems like Chuck Schumer is leading them in the direction of we'll keep this thing shut down as long as we have to.
I mean, the problem is they're trying to attach a non sequitur, something unrelated to the ability to just keep our government open. They can have the same fight in 52 days when we're considering what is hopefully 12 appropriations bills in a year-long spending fight. They can have those arguments in those debates. But this is basically a routine Band-Aid that the federal government all too often uses just to keep business flowing and buy us more time for those negotiations. This was a needless point on the calendar to decide to create chaos and havoc. I can't chalk it up to anything more than, you know, the Chuck Schumer's personal politics in the politics of some of those senators that are afraid of a left-wing primary. And, it's well documented that Senator Schumer is terrified of a primary from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. In public polling, he trails her, and he wants to seem like the Democrat tough guy, that he's fighting Trump. The president's going out and fighting for world peace right now. I mean, he's conducting the business of the country. It's the little guy that's getting screwed here. I mean, the president hasn't missed a trick. He is off doing his job and leading this country. The people that are being hurt are our federal workforce and the 1.3 million members of our military that are going to go without a salary. And they have to call their spouse back home if they're deployed and explain, you know, you got to figure out how to pay the mortgage, pay the rent, pay the car payment. These are things Chuck Schumer doesn't have to worry about. These are things that our active duty enlisted service members do. And I just, you know, we need to fix this long haul and stop the shutdown art form, because I think anyone that's ever done this has done nothing but inflict pain on everyday people. And it's never solved any political crisis.
Now, I saw Sean Duffy talk on Fox and Friends talking about, you know, the air traffic controllers. They're, you know, signing on to do Uber. I mean, can you imagine the guy who just landed your plane is the one picking you up at the front of the airport? I mean, think about how much sleep they're losing when they've got to get back to that position tomorrow.
The stress of this position, we need these people on their A game every single day. These are life and death decisions in these towers. I'm fighting to get more pay, better work environment, modernized equipment. And we did a lot of that in the budget reconciliation. I believe we made a $12 billion down payment on a $60 billion plan to modernize our air traffic control, to recruit more people into that field, and to really modernize that pillar to post. And now we have these individuals forced to make very difficult decisions to bring money in to pay, you know, their bills. Also, Chuck Schumer can have a political temper tantrum and show he's tough. I mean, you know, if I see one more web video from one of my Democratic colleagues, either in the Senate or the House, you know, this performative art that we see about how they're fighting, they're not doing a damn thing. They're kicking people in the teeth is what they're doing. We can have a discussion about their variety. You know, they've demanded $1.5 trillion in addition to the budget. They want us to repeal all of the health care reforms that we achieved in budget reconciliation that eliminate fraud, waste, and abuse. They want all that gone, which on page 57 of their proposal, it outlines that they don't want us to, you know, look for national origin, nationality, or citizenship. So that means that they want to provide, you know, the taxpayer-funded benefits to those illegal immigrants that are still in the country. That's what this fight's about. And they're going to war over this. They don't care about the collateral damage of the people that serve our country every single day, whether it's the flying public or keeping our country safe and secure, our border patrol agents, the doctors and the nurses at the VA that have to show up every day and take care of our vets. And then they don't know when their paycheck's going to come in. You know, when Washington gets its act together, I mean, Chuck Schumer has been in Washington since the year I was born. And That, I think, says a lot about our need for term limits, especially in the U.S. Senate.
It is funny that Schumer will say everything's Trump's fault, but like you said, he's been in D.C. our entire lifetime. But he points
longer than you've been alive.
Yeah.
When you look at it, Joe, you know, they say, well, you have the White House, the House, and the Senate. Let's make this crystal clear. They're using the filibuster, which is a Senate rule that requires 60 votes to shut off debate. They're using the filibuster to shut down the country. And you don't need a majority. You need basically a supermajority. You need more than 60. There's only been two times in the last 40 years that either party's had 60 votes in their own ranks. You know, even three Democrats, courageously, Fetterman, Cortez Mastro in Nevada, and Angus King in Maine, who is an independent, the caucus is Democrat. They have voted with our guys to reopen the government every single time. But the rest of them, they're on this quixotic mission. They think they're going to, you know, basically extort Republicans into restoring fraud, waste, and abuse to the healthcare system and fund healthcare for illegal immigrants in order to reopen the government. We're not going to be extorted. Chuck Schumer, in his own words in 2013, said, you know, there's a time for negotiation, but it's not going to be with a gun to our head. And it's not going to be now either, now that the shoe is on the other foot. What he's doing is wrong. The House has done its work. We've passed the funding. Now they're going to start to squirm. They need to do the right thing and reopen the government today.
Congressman, before we let you go, we had Assemblyman Paul Bologna on in the first segment talking about
I heard some of that interview, and I thought it was great.
What do you think of New York State continuing to go forward with this electrification? And not only will they not listen to Republicans, they're not going to listen to the professionals and the experts on this topic.
They're not listening to anybody. If you don't have blue hair and you don't protest out on the street, Kathy Hochul in the Democratic Party doesn't listen to anyone in Albany. And that's the problem on where we're at in our politics in the state of New York right now. I mean, that's why I've introduced the Energy Choice Act, which is my legislation that would ban the bans, trying to find a federal solution to this very unique New York problem and hopefully create good national framework so that we don't have this happening in other states either. We're supposed to be marking that bill up on October 21st and getting it out of committee and make it eligible for the floor. But Schumer's shutdown has, you know, prevented our hearing activities from taking place. Assemblyman Bologna was right on the money. He articulated his points extremely well, and I listened to several of your callers as well as I was driving today. This is something that hits upstate New Yorkers worse than anywhere else in the state. The way they have implemented this ban, structures under seven stories, well, that's not till the end of the decade. Single-family homes right now. There is no technology, there's no practicality, and there's no market forces that are asking for this, that want this. They didn't have a single hearing. They just jammed it in the budget in the middle of the night, and they're putting people in a life or death situation. This is dangerous, and it's going to the real net effect, it's going to drive more and more New Yorkers to make that unfortunate decision to just pick up and leave. And that's the reality of New York as it stands today. And elections have consequences. And we got a big one next year. And my good friend and colleague, Elise Stefanik, I expect very soon will be making her intentions known about a governor's race. You don't need new laws. You need a new governor.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's unfortunate. You know, I love New York, Congressman. It's just the politics gives you a lot to, you know, say, am I making the right decision staying here by the way this state is currently being run?
And every single day I talk to constituents, and especially those people that are near retirement age, and it's not about weather. They talk about how they can't wait to hit this deadline, and they're going to get the hell out of here. And that is not a healthy way to run a state where your citizens are excited about leaving. I mean, how messed up is that? where your citizens are, I can't wait to get, you know, get to that magic number. And then we're going to North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Florida, you name it. In my colleagues talk to me all the time. Can you stop sending your citizens down here? I mean, it's a running joke because so many New Yorkers have moved on everywhere else. There's Bills backers bars in every major city in this country for a reason. It's not because we're a popular team. It's because our citizens have left.
Yep.
And they live somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean,
and that is, you know, that choice of stay or go should not lead people's minds in a healthy state and community. But unfortunately, here in Western New York, in particular, throughout my district, the Southern Tier, but really, this is a sad upstate narrative. We're constantly kissing our friends and our loved ones goodbye as they go on to find more freedom, whether it's economic or personal. And it's because Albany has betrayed our trust. It's, you know, when we had the opportunity, somebody like Kathy Hochul, we hadn't had an upstate governor in over 100 years. And she has blown that. And she's abandoned every value that this community should have given her on the way to that job. And the only thing that she's been involved in that's had any net benefit is helping us get a new stadium. But beyond that, she has been an utter failure by every single metric. And there's been no greater failure than what she's done to us with her climate hocus pocus and these electrification mandates that are, I mean, you and I have talked plenty of times about Winter Storm Elliott, the Christmas blizzard. This was the last time and the first time in a long time I was afraid if I could take care of my family. And I know that sentiment was community-wide, and it was, you know, your station, it was on the air around the clock, trying to give people the right information and guidance that helped get us through that blizzard. But if that electrification was online at that point during that blizzard, there would have been hundreds, if not thousands, dead because we get harsh weather. That's the reality of this community. And that's the reality of the entirety of upstate New York. And she knows it, and she doesn't give a damn. She'd rather go and pray at the altar of the green gods with all of her climate wackos.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because you would think, of all people, a governor from Western New York would know the realities, and she is obviously just ignoring them as she tries to get reelected.
Yeah. It's again, just like what we talked about with Chuck, this is craven politics first. It's not common sense. It's not helping our economy. It's going to drive costs up. I mean, it costs more to build. It costs more to buy the equipment. And, you know, they're not telling people, oh, by the way, your electric bill every month to heat the home is going to be $1,000. Where is that going to land for a senior citizen on Social Security trying to stay in their own home? And if you think that they're going to stop at new construction, I got a bridge to sell you. They're coming for all the retrofit. This is just the first step on the road. That's why I'm out there trying to find a federal solution to this problem that New York has delivered. Unlike a lot of Republicans that are states' rights first, I'm actually out there fighting to find federal solutions to get around my state. And I'll keep doing that.
Congressman Nick Laneworthy, always appreciate your time. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much, Joe. Be well.
Thank you, you too. That is Congressman Nick Laneworthy, and that is all for today. Thank you to Assemblyman Paul Bologna. Thank you to Congressman Nick Laneworthy. And thank you to you, the listeners. Thanks to everyone who called in, who texted in. We'll be back here tomorrow at 1. Don't forget, Tom Bowerly is up next after the news with Tom Puckett. Please go to the Odyssey app, search Joe Beamer under podcasts, and follow this show. We'll see you tomorrow. Hey, good luck to the Sabres tonight as they drop the puck on the 2025-2026 season, a season in which I believe the drought will finally be over.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.